Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior. This is the Warriors. The Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. So wonderful to be with you again as we prove without a doubt that God is a warrior. PowerWarrior25 at yahoo.com. PowerWarrior25 at yahoo.com is the email address if you'd like to drop us a line. Tell us how you like the broadcast. And we'd be so happy to hear from you. To all our brothers and sisters in Australia, so glad you're listening. Brothers and sisters in Australia, thank you so much in Jesus' name for listening to the broadcast. And we love you so much here at the Warriors of the Bible. Our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom, in Great Britain, in Northern Ireland, Scotland, thank you so much. According to the statistics, we have brothers and sisters out there listening to the broadcast. Thank you so much. In Canada, thank you so much for listening to the broadcast. I'm so thankful for the brothers and sisters up there in Canada. One of the greatest men of God, one of the greatest radio evangelists, Brother Perry F. Rockwood, who helped me so much. Praise God. I used to listen to him, the late Perry F. Rockwood. Brothers and sisters in Canada, you know him. I thank you so much for listening. Of course, in the United States, all through the United States, so wonderful to hear, to see the stats on the people in the United States listening to us. As we get into the Bible study today, we are so blessed. And we're going to get right into the Bible study. I had something prepared regarding the news, the current news. But, you know, not today, brothers and sisters, not today. Just listen, just watch a little bit of it. You should be watching a little bit of CNN or, you know, whatever worldwide news you're listening to. You should be watching a little of it, not a lot, because it's going to get worse. Just like Brother James said, you know, just a month ago you had this going on, now you add it on. And as we get to the election, it's going to get worse. We are in the end times. That's all I can tell you. And do not be involved too much. Certainly, no true Christian should be involved in marching against the government in any of the nations that I spoke to that they hear me. It's no such thing as Bible-believing Christians being a threat to the government. No such thing. They're going to do what they need to do, and they're fulfilling Bible prophecy without knowing it. So I'm not going to get into the news today. Get right to the Bible study, but you can watch a little of it, not a lot, just enough to be informed. as we are going into the tribulation period. There's no doubt about it. Amen. Let's get right to the Bible study today. We're going to go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 24 down to chapter 32. Genesis 32, starting at verse 24, going down to verse 29. Genesis 32, 23, down to 39. And it reads like this. If you have your Bible, open it up to Genesis 32, 24, down to 29. If you don't have your Bible, just listen to the Word of God. And it reads like this. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And 29, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask my name? And he blessed him there. Amen. Today's message is entitled, Trauma, God's Way of Breaking Us. You must be broken. Amen. So, Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 and 29. The word Jacob means to struggle with God or to wrestle with God. And the angel he wrestled with was God or a representative of God. Amen. And the struggle or wrestling match that he had with God was necessary to change or begin to change Jacob into who he really is, Israel. Now listen to me, brothers and sisters, on the warriors of the Bible. We don't know who we are. You listening to me, you don't know who you are. We think that we just chose God as a new way of life, that we just decided to be a Christian as a new way of life. You think you just decided to go to church and stop cussing and getting drunk and going to the clubs and all manner of sin that you were in. But the fact is, you were chosen before this world began. And you were on God's mind before he made anything. Amen. The plan is, your mama named you Ricky. And your daddy named you Marianne. But God put another name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I said, God put another name. He's calling you something else. And he put it in the Lamb's Book of Life before you were born, before he created anything, when he had a plan for you individually in God's mind. Now, you don't know it, but you're going to find out about it. See, you don't know your name, but you're going to find out about it. And some people listening to me have been through it. They have been through it, and they know who they are. And some of us are going through it, and we have more to go through until we find out who we are. But for most of us, he must break us right away. Now listen, God must break your old name into pieces over time. And the Bible calls this conforming you into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. The word conform means a process over time. Not going to get into it today, but you can't. Yeah, there is no deathbed salvation. You don't get saved 3 weeks before you die. Because only God knows if you would have came out of that deathbed, if you would have got back up and healed and recovered over a process of time, you would have went back out to your sin. Only God knows, and it doesn't make a difference what anybody else says. And you don't got to worry about where mama and daddy is right now. You got to worry about what you're doing. Amen. In Jesus' name. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is trauma. Trauma is the way that God breaks you. Amen. So we go back here. I said again that God breaks you and changes you into, breaks you, your old name into pieces over time. Your name is sin. Your name is whatever you were, adultery, sex, fornication, lying, cussing, evil thoughts. Now, but for most of us, he must break us right away. Not all of us, but for most of us, he must break us right away. Giving your life to Jesus Christ, not even knowing the Bible yet, fresh out of sin, going to church in the same kind of clothes you wore to the club, tight jeans or whatever you had, that's all you got, because you haven't been a Christian long enough to know maybe how to dress right. Maybe you still got, men still got long hair and dreads or whatever kind of hair you used to have, but because God starts from the inside, people. He doesn't start on the outside. People tell you you need to cut your hair, you need to wear this type of clothes, amen, to look like a Christian. Those same people are the biggest devils walking this earth. God starts on the inside immediately. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You look righteous and clean on the outside, but on the inside you're full of hypocrisies. Clean the cup from the inside. Clean from the inside." That's what God does, and he does it right away. Amen. Most of us, he must break right away. I mean, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, a few weeks of peace, a few months of peace, but after that, he must begin to break you for most of us right away, not even knowing the Bible. There's no way you could fight. You have no biblical knowledge to fight. You have no root in yourself to fight. You remember that, huh, brother? Some of you that have been in the faith for a while, you remember that, sister. Getting fresh out of sin and you get blasted. Listen, with not half the power of hell, with not one-third of the power of hell, you remember that you got blasted with the full power of hell as a new born-again Christian. I heard this one woman, Carla Butend, I guess she's a deliverance minister. Sounds pretty good to me, but I remember her saying one thing that it hit me when she says that God would never put on a new Christian warfare, because he's a deliverance minister, immediate strong warfare, because God knows there are a new Christian, and that's just not true. And some of you can testify to that, because I'll tell you why. Amen. You already are who God wants you to be. See, when you are born again, when the Spirit of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost come into you, you have everything you need to win. You do not increase the presence of God or the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in you as you become a more Christian. You do not get more. You already have enough. You decrease the flesh. You decrease the mind, the soul, and your will and your emotion as a human being. And it conforms more and more into the image of Christ. That's what it says here. You are conformed over the process of time into the image of Christ by bad things. That's why Paul says, and we know that all things work for good. Why does he got to tell us that? Because there's going to be some bad things, brothers and sisters, in your life meant to change you into the image of his son over a process of time, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. I just told you, he knew you before you were created. He had a plan for you in his mind. And the first plan was to put you in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'll get into that another time. So we get back to the Bible study. He must break most of us right away, not even knowing the Bible, fresh out of sin, and we get blasted with the full power of hell. And that is where you and I wrestle with God. Now, here's where the thing is. Jacob, amen, wrestled with God. God changed his name there to Jacob. His name was changed to Israel. But his name was changed before the world began. He was Israel. But the reason he as an individual had to wrestle with God, it's because he had to be put in a position where he would never forget his encounter with the angel of the Lord. And in his case, the angel of the Lord gave him a physical impairment that every time he walked with that limp, he remembered that he had an encounter with God. And the word encounter with God usually means suffer. And suffer usually means an unpleasant experience with God. That's the reason we suffer. We don't suffer because of the devil or because of the depravity of man. Because if you suffered because of the devil and you suffered because of the depravity of man, you would never have any rest. Why would the devil let up on you? And every human being that you come in contact with that's an unbeliever, why would they let up on you? See, you're going to have to understand. To trust God. Let's get back into it. Today's Bible study is from the Warriors of the Bible. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled, Trauma, God's Way of Breaking Us. You Must Be Broken. This is where you and I wrestle with God. When all hell broke loose in our life, whether it be the beginning of a Christianity or some of you are yet to go through it. Some of you are wrestling with God right now as I speak today and have no idea why and what. But I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, I got to tell you from experience. I got to tell you what I know. I got to tell you just what Jacob, just what you saw with Jacob when we just read it. It's going to be all right. I said it's going to be all right. You think, and you may have been taught, that the devil knows just where to hit you. Oh, the devil knew just where to hit Jacob, huh? And he wrestled. No. That's not what's happening, brothers and sisters. I got to tell you this. You may have been taught that the devil knows just where to hit you. And the fury of hell has come against you or is going to come against you, necessary from God, necessary. But I got to tell you, that devil, that coward don't know that he's fixing to get a whooping. See, you're fixing to whoop the devil. Job could have thought everything he could have thought, believing God had let him down, believing God had dropped him on his head. But if you look and see what actually happened, Job put a whooping on the demonic powers that came against him. Not once, but twice. That's the end result of the matter that Job said he had already heard about God. God said he was my servant Job. There is nothing that Job done, okay, to deserve what he got because God said he's my servant. What the only thing that happened is Job said at the end, I have heard of God. Now I see him with my eyes. Because Job wrestled with God, and so have you, and so will you. Amen. That coward, that devil, he's fixing to get his butt whooped. You see, that's how you have to talk to the devil. You see, that's how you got to talk to him. You got to let him know that everything he stole from you, oh, yeah, he's going to give it back. And he's going to give it back because you're going to take it to him. And when you take it to that coward, the devil, He will begin to drop what he had, what he's brought against you. He'll drop it in your lap. You got to let him know who to mess with and who not to mess with. You got the devil. You got to let the devil know that you're not turning back, but instead, you're going to run all over him. Why? Because God is or has broken you by the trouble in your life. You see, you got to be broken. And when you're broken, you will know that God broke you, but you will know that it was necessary. It might take 30 years for you to understand what happened to you and why God allowed that. You know, there's not going to be, well, when we get to heaven, amen, then we'll know. Oh, no, you're going to know right here in Boston, Massachusetts. You're going to know, you're going to find out why God did that to you right here in Norway today in the United Kingdom. Right here in the United States, might take 10, 20 years, but you will know for a fact why God allowed that to happen back then, and why God is allowing this to happen right now in Australia to you. I'm talking to the brothers and sisters in these prospective areas here. God must break you. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. Today's message is entitled Trauma, God's Way of Breaking Us. You must be broken. Now listen, I told you it's going to be all right if you're going through it right now. But if you look closely at what you're going through, and who God is using to put you through it. If you look closely, I had nobody to teach me this. And that's how the Lord Jesus Christ wanted it. He wanted me to know for myself. Okay. If you look closely at what you're going through, what you've been through, and when you go through something else, you're going to see that some intelligent being has zeroed in on a weakness in your life or several weaknesses in your life that if it's not dealt with, and if not dealt with now, if it's not dealt with strongly in a way that you know that is being dealt with, you can't go on. See, Jacob could not go on the way he was, crafty, dirty, backstabbing, stealing the birthright from his brother Esau. As you continue to go through Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 on, you'll see that as in the next few scriptures, guess who he's getting ready to meet? Esau, his brother, whom he done wrong. I'll say it again. Guess who he's getting ready to meet after he was broken and had wrestled with the angel of God, who was God, because the angel said, your name is Israel. And Jacob said, well, what is your name? He says, why are you asking me my name? Israel means to wrestle with God or to struggle with God, in which the nation of Israel did just that. They never rejected God. They wrestled and struggled with Jehovah God all through the Old Testament. But he's getting ready to meet his brother Esau. And you know who his brother Esau was? The one he did wrong. The one he stole from. Yeah, I know that, praise the Lord, the scriptures tell us that Jacob was chosen. But unless you're deaf, dumb, or blind, or you just need some, can't read for yourself, and somebody tell you, well, Esau represents the Arab race, and Esau said he sold the birthright to Jacob for a pot of meat. When it's right there in the Bible, Esau was doing what his father asked him to do. I'm getting ready to die. I just want some venison. I just want you to go kill an animal, kill a deer, so I can eat and taste it in this world. And while Esau is right there, see, you don't need nobody to teach you but the Holy Ghost. While Esau, who represents the Arab race, was out there doing the righteous thing, Jacob the chosen was sitting back, chilling out, eating a pottage of meat. And all Esau says is right there in the scriptures. I'm about to die helping our old dad, old chosen one Jacob, Can you give me something to eat? And Jacob, two horns come out of his head, probably saying, oh, I'll give you something to eat, brother, if you sell your birthright. Jacob initiated that. I said, Jacob initiated that. But Jacob was chosen as God's chosen you and me. He had another name in the book of life, as you and I have another name. But until you are broken, you will still live and react like your old filthy nature. So God must break you. Oh, you see, you didn't know. You thought God was just letting things happen to you. Amen. But if you look at it, what you're going through, God has zeroed in on what's necessary to change you into the name that is written in the book of life. So the Jacob that met Esau was not the Jacob that stabbed him in the back. His name was Israel. And if you go on with the scriptures there, you'll see Jacob was very humble because he had been broken. Let's go on with the Bible study here. So to finish this up here, the trouble in your life is used by God. No, it's brought on by God because it's things that have to be dealt with. And God uses people, and guess what? He uses his servant, the devil. You don't like when Brother James says that the devil is the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read your Bible, you see right there that the devil is the accuser of the brethren, right? That's what it says. And he comes to the throne of God, and he accuses us night and day. You also see that when he comes to the throne of God, he does not bring any of his fallen angels. He makes no attempt to try to take the throne of God. He's got no concern of that, but he wants to come up there and accuse us. What good is him accusing us? How is accusing us going to get him out of the lake of fire? And if he accuses us, then he's right, but Jesus already shed his blood. What God does is he sends the devil through people to fix what's wrong with you. The devil is actually used to fix what's wrong with you. He can't beat you, so he fixes what's wrong with you, and you become less devil, brothers and sisters, and more God. Amen in Jesus' name. And so God has to break you. Now, God broke Jacob. Jacob walked with the limp, and look who God used to break Jacob, his own brother. Esau. Brothers and sisters, God is using and will use your own brother. I said God will use your own sister. He will use your adult children. He's going to use your wife if necessary. He'll use your husband. Yeah, sister. Ain't that right? You had a great husband before you got saved. God will use your husband. And if you got jobs, like Brother James, God will use your co-workers is a fact, as a matter. He'll use whomever is necessary. He doesn't use everything and everyone because it's not necessary. But he'll use whatever and whoever is necessary, including his servant, the devil. If you're going to blame it on the devil, you're going to have to admit that he's part of rehabilitating you. And I said it once, I'll say it again. You're going to be all right because God uses the devil who's fixing to get his butt whooped by you. He's fixing to give all he took from you back. And if God doesn't give all those people and all those things back that he uses against you that you may lose, I promise you what I've seen, he'll give you others to replace them. You cannot lose when God is breaking you. Amen. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. Your name is written in the book of life, but the name your mama and daddy gave you is sin. And whatever you were living in before you came to Jesus Christ, it has to fall off. And some things over process of time, but other things, God has to deal with it right now. Amen. So until we meet again, may God keep you in perfect peace, and be sure to drop me an email. Tell me how you like the broadcast.